This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 554, recorded Thursday, September 2nd, 2021, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast.
Is it exciting? Is it another? Is it Android Buffet? Is it a podcast?
Well, I was hoping, you know, to excite you because I remember you were telling me just before we started that you were tired from your travels.
I am tired from my travels.
So I thought, you know, I needed to inject a little extra energy into that to try to motivate you to be here.
And you did a fine, fine job.
Yeah. Also, I've added for the people who are on the live stream, I've tried to add a ground loop hum isolator.
Those are a thing?
Well, it's supposed to eliminate hum. So I don't know if it does eliminate hum, but it's supposed to eliminate hum.
Are you anti-hum? Are you a hummist?
Well, this comes after last week's situation. I'm not sure if you remember what happened.
I don't remember a situation.
Well, what happened was, just to tell you the story again, we were streaming and there was a period during which the recording on my side cut out and the only recording that we had was the backup made to YouTube. So that meant I had to cut in about 2.5 minutes of YouTube and there was a hum.
A bad hum.
No, not a bad hum, just a hum.
A good hum.
No.
No.
I don't think there's such a thing as a good hum.
A neutral hum? It's not good, bad, or neutral. Got to be something.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this works, because even though I have routed through this isolator, I do not know whether or not the hum has gone away. Now, I also have this other problem that I'm hearing a hum from my microphone, which is a new hum.
I don't hear a hum from your microphone. Yeah. You sound most excellent.
Yeah, it's a new hum that I didn't hear last week, so if you don't hear it, I hope nobody else hears it.
Are you sure you bought the hum isolator? And not the hum relocator.
Well, the hum isolate output, I stopped mixing everything. So you're in, for the YouTube version, you're in the left channel and I'm in the right channel. So the audio output from the device that does the recording just goes directly. But I essentially put this hum isolate. Yeah, apparently the hum is still there. This is what happens when you buy the $10.
Should you have sprung for the $12 isolator?
I don't think there was a $12 isolator. I think after that they went into the hundreds. There were several,
oh my,
you know, like
God.
There were several like $10 things. I hoped it would help a bit, but I do not know where this hum is coming. It's possible that it's an insufficiently shielded something or another. Maybe I need Belin, you know.
I don't know what those are.
You know, it's like a ferrite core.
Like the thing you sometimes see USB cables run around?
Yeah, one of the, that's supposed to help. And, you know, maybe get some thicker cable. But again, I continue to work on the problem. Also, I have a bunch of wires on the desk. It's possible that one wire is to Velcro it down. So, you went on a trip. Did you use any your trip or any non-Android?
I did learn that T-Mobile has treats Canada and Mexico basically just like the U.S. So,
well, they are our neighbors to the north and south.
So, no extra charges for bandwidth or calls or text or anything.
Which is good.
Yep. Unfortunately, we were staying out in the middle of nowhere, so there was no T-Mobile signal there. But when we went into town, I did.
Well, I'm in a place with no signal. So last night for about 2 hours, the internet here went down and I had no mobile.
Well, that doesn't sound like fun.
Probably wasn't. Also, we scared somebody away on the line.
That makes you sad?
Yes. I want to get this right. It's between that and the 3D printer. Now it's making loud clicking noises and having trouble with filament.
Did you, by chance, have your turn it off right after you got done printing?
I usually let it cool down for...
Sounds like you got a clog. If it's clicking, And that generally means that that's the,
nope.
You know, the gears
slipping. I had to adjust the E-steps as well, yeah. Because it's possible there's a clog further up. But
okay.
Either way, I was trying to make a flashing jig because my previous. So hopefully the half finished jig will be enough. What's the expression? Get jiggy. What's the expression when you are using your flashing jig?
I don't know.
Neither do I. This is my first attempt at a flashing, and that unfortunately doesn't work without soldering.
I understand.
So I have this entire set of things that I need to flash that I can't get at the Pinza assembly. You understand the purpose of the flashing jig?
Yes.
Yeah. So now I have, but we'll see if that does crack through. Is that what they mean?
I'm pretty sure that's not what they mean.
I'll take your word for it on that, because I'm not an expert. What do they mean?
It means you're caught.
I'm caught? Who caught me?
I don't know. Whoever told you that the jig is up.
I'll have to find that person. So I also worked with doing some flashing. I installed the ESP Home dashboard and was flashing. And I found that for switches, I think Tasmo sensors, I think I'm better off with ESP Home. It's a little more configurable.
It did seem to support an impressive array of...
Stuff.
Yep, stuff.
So I was able to essentially upgrade, and the Bosch proprietary library, BME680, which I have, which means that it can do the calculations based on that of air quality, which technically don't come from the device, but are derived. So they're estimated CO2, not actual.
Oh, no.
Well, again, that's fine, but I couldn't estimate because I didn't have the formula, which is apparently proprietary. Now I have the formula and the library that loads it. I understand that it is closed source. I'm willing to accept that. I paid for the sensor, so now I can get indoor air quality Bosch BME680, and that's running. Also, I'm getting all of the other sensors, but the other thing is ESP. So it has function. I think it's called Lambda functionality, where you can have it do various formulas.
Ooh, math.
Well, no, the thing is that sometimes I want to take the data from a sensor and I want to convert it to some other format. Tasmota sort of has that, but it doesn't have that I can just not that I've. This gives me that opportunity. I'm hoping to. You're hoping to what?
I'm hoping that you're able to do that too.
Everything that I desire?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Well, no.
Well, I'm referring to when it. I'm saying when it comes to ESP. So that's my story. And so there were some bits of news this week. There wasn't that much going on. Google Assistant rolled out a trigger for assistant routines that will trigger when an alarm is. And I find that a very useful trigger. I don't know.
I think it is useful.
Yes, because there are things I want to have.
It's like one of those things like, okay, you finally turned off your alarm. So it's okay to, turn the lights on, open the shutters. And
you have shutters?
Yeah. True.
No, I'm not knocking. Sure why that is. So open the shutters, turn on the lights, whatever your wake up. So there's also a nice article, Android UI, through courtesy of the people over at Android Sans, all the way to Material. You've been with Android that long. Series of...
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
The UI is so much nicer nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah. But we liked it.
I like it now.
Are you going to say we liked it back then because we didn't know any better? We were uneducated?
No, I mean,
we were Philistines?
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you originally watched The Terminator, the graphics were impressive. You know, now they're not so much because it's gotten better. But they were cool back then.
I'm trying to remember the graphics. And
special effects?
No, special effects I remember. I don't remember, like, you know, computer graphics. But I haven't seen that. Is it one of the things you rewatch regularly? I know you're...
Yes, I like the Terminator movies. All of them.
Even the newer ones that got more critical reviews?
Yes.
Okay. So,
I do have one criticism of the Terminator universe.
Okay.
And that is that the show, The Sarah Connor Chronicles...
Yeah.
Got cut off way too early.
Well, I think I gathered it was a victim of the writer's strike.
Yes.
Yeah. But again, they didn't all agree. By the way, Daryl has said that on his island, shutters are very common. So despite the hum on the YouTube channel, Daryl has...
Daryl loves us. And we.
You know how the song goes. We love you, Daryl. You've heard that one, right?
Nope.
Anyway, so apparently the Amazon shopping app and WhatsApp have hit 500 million downloads. Not quite as much as the billion that some other apps have hit, but a respectable number.
Yep, yep, yep.
Google Calendar will be charting how much time you spend in...
Or at least the meetings that it knows about. Well, which is, I mean, this is all part of that whole welfare thing, right? Where Android's trying to track how much time you do and different things.
Yeah, you're talking about the like digital well-being type thing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's also quantified self. Those people who... You're familiar with that whole movement, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like self-quantifying?
Not so much.
I'm sort of neutral. There are some things I want to quantify. I don't know if I...
It does.
Okay. So, again, this little feature will... How much time you spend in meetings, assuming your calendar... if you are a fan of Telegram and you also have a Wear OS device, apparently Telegram has decided to give up on their Wear OS.
Hey, you know, sometimes things take a lot of engineering effort and they just don't, they're just not worth the amount of effort.
I didn't criticize it. I just reported on it.
You know, I can understand this and I can appreciate this.
Yep. So, I was able to get my Wear OS device working again. So my Tick Watch, which wasn't charging, I think it was just a victim of me not having taken it off the charger. But now it seems... So, other than that, let's see what else is going on. Google Chat now has GIF support.
As long as I can understand what you mean, I don't care.
Okay. Well, no, I don't know. What do you prefer?
My head says GIF, but...
I gathered that the people who...
It's a GIF. It's a GIF.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yep. Not a religious island I am willing to die on.
So other than that, let's see what else we have here. Movies Anyway, which is the thing that allows you to buy a movie on one digital platforms, apparently has some is available. Movies Anywhere app?
No.
I keep some movies in it that I have bought, but I don't really... So other than that...
I can appreciate that movies... Kind of, it's a, movies that you collect, it's a list that just grows, right?
Yeah.
And I can appreciate that organizing that ever-growing list can become difficult, because what good is having a gazillion movies if you can't find the one you want to watch?
I'm agreeing with you.
So an AI-assisted organization of such a list would certainly be appreciated.
Yeah, and... If I use it right now, I think I have... If a movie gives me the Movies Anywhere thing, I certainly take advantage of it and store it, because you never know. But I also usually get it because I buy physical... here's one. There was a great article, A Decade and a Half of Instability. The History is a great read from Ron Amadio, who I frequently cite, the writer. So Google Talk launched on August 24th, 2005, meaning that for longer, a lot of things happening. So they go through Google Talk, which was the first chat server. Then you have its death. You have Google Voice, Google Buzz, Google Plus. You have, of course, when WhatsApp got in, the Google Docs editor chat, Google Hangouts, Google Spaces, Google Allo, Google Duo, Google Hangouts Meet, YouTube Messages, Google Hangouts Chat, Google Maps Messages, Google Photos Messages, Pay Messages, Google Phone Messages, Google Chat. And the final is anybody actually in charge?
One would think that sending, groups of, characters from one individual to another individual wouldn't be so complicated, but apparently it is.
Yeah, but it is a great read, so I didn't, I'm not going to. But anyway, moving along, here's another good think piece. The outlet is over 100 years old and needs a smart home. And I can't disagree with this thought. One, we need bigger outlets because we now have these big bricks. We have these deeper outlets because we're putting more intelligence inside our outlet and inside our boxes. And not everybody has deep boxes. And again, the technology is not. So I think...
Yes, I would agree as well. But I have a slightly related anecdote.
I do love a good...
Did you know that Mexico also uses 120 volts? Well, they use 127 volts.
No, but I understand you've recently been there.
I've recently been to Mexico, and they don't have, new stuff does, but older stuff, like a couple years old, doesn't have a ground plug. It just has the two blades.
Yeah, which we have in the...
Which means I couldn't charge my laptop.
Didn't bring a grounding adapter?
I did not bring.
I don't always
bring. You know what I now have in my backpack?
A grounding adapter?
A grounding adapter.
I'd imagine that they make it easy for you to buy those.
Maybe if you're in a touristy area. I was not.
Touristy area?
I was not in a touristy
area. What sort of area were you in? A non-touristy area?
A very non-touristy area. Yeah.
Were you, was, and you, but you were able to...
Would it be silly if I said I drove an hour and a half to a larger city?
To get a grounding adapter?
Yeah.
I can understand that.
I got a grounding adapter. Well, I got two grounding adapters and a power strip because my room only had two outlets in it.
Oh, I always bring like a travel one.
Yep. Anyway, that was my anecdote.
So I have an update to that. Locast's free service was in peril. However, it's no longer in peril. So the networks won a copyright, essentially exploited a copyright as long as there's no profit. The courts ruled that because they took that outstripped their necessary operating costs that could be considered profit, they initially tried to 24 hours of that.
And now they're shutting down.
No, now they're shut down.
Oh, they shut down.
Yeah.
Oh, hereby suspending operations effective immediately.
Yes.
Well, that sucks. No good deed goes unpunished.
Should Google keep Fitbit?
I did not realize that Google owned Fitbit.
They just bought it. That's why it should they
apparently,
keep it.
The majority of people think Google should keep it completely independent.
Well, Amazon has done pretty well, you know, buying companies, some synergy, but allowing them to go do their own thing.
Yep.
That's not the worst thing in the world, especially when it happened with Fitbit separate. But then it's, we're getting rid of Nest is now just the name for our product line.
Yay, Google.
Here is a story that I don't know how to feel about. AT&T is trying to eliminate printed telephone. Really, Jerry, you don't know how to feel about it either.
Well, I haven't got... I mean, they only give them to you if you have a landline, right?
I have a landline.
Do you get one?
No, I don't want one.
Okay, but do you get one?
I think I actually do.
So we don't have a landline, so we don't get one.
Well, I have a landline in copper wire because no cell phones, so I have it for...
Sure.
In my apartment.
But hey, I mean, I don't know how I feel about this because does anybody still need them?
Telephone books? Probably not because a lot of people VoIP line. You don't have it. They're shrunk.
And nobody, well, I don't see.
So you only get.
From my point of view,
yeah.
White pages and yellow pages are useless. But not everybody is in my position and, you know, in my situation.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they're no...
Can you imagine how many trees that'll save?
Well, also, again, they're not accurate. How about a bit of happy news?
Happy news. I like happy news. That's happy.
Why not? Think of how it has changed
your... I mean, for what it is, sure.
Think of how it has changed... Think of how many... Including your...
Sure. It even runs my 3D printer.
Yeah, I feel like I...
It's a process.
Yeah. Which is not working
for me. The Ender 3 can be a good printer.
Yeah, I just... No, I know. I spoke through my rationale, bought the exact same... So I think I'm the...
Could be.
And finally, on a sad note, Ed asked...
I would be sad if I knew who that was. Okay.
Okay, did you...
Yes.
He...
Ah.
And on, I happened to...
Did you meet him?
No, at the last of... he had to have... He did send a apology note, though.
Likely excuse.
Yeah, how many...
You keep replacing them a lot.
No, again, I was considering going to an event and the fact that...
Yep.
But now I won't. Anyway, by the way, Betty White, surviving cast member, so I'm just...
I guess.
Hopeful note, maybe I have it. so a happy...
Woo! Long weekend.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, longer for me. Happy New
Year. Cool.
And then next, no problem. The following week, I have a holiday.
Oh. I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Okay, I'll have to...
I understand.
Yeah. So I'll figure...
Until next week, folks. Good night.
And goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye, Daryl.